I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do.
Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent. What was that, buddy?
That was something special.
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Make sure
you cook. Supercoach 360 podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Evening, super coaches. It's just Louie and I tonight in the coaches quadrant. I guess we're not really in anywhere. We're just on the Zoom, which is pretty exciting. Haven't done one of these for a while.
Yeah.
How'd the week go, Louie?
Yeah, not too bad. Scored an 11.67. So...
what'd that put you in score-wise? Top five, top three?
I believe I actually went... what was it? It was 9,000. A bit over 9,000. Bit over 9,000 I was. In the
Yeah.
But also that actually pushed me up 4,000 in, finally cracked the top 10,000 this season. So
you're on the up and up. On the up and up, man. You can't complain. Some people on the decline this time of the year. So that's when you know your season's going well. In saying that, I have some dramas this week with my side. We have some injuries galore, but that's not really important. The week that was, did you like the games that you've seen on the weekend? You watch them all?
Yes. I mean, it started very, very well on Thursday night for us South. So I'm very happy with that. That started a good weekend. Good weekend.
You're a trail owner as well, aren't you?
No. I held off getting Trell. I thought, after his first big one, I thought, his price, he won't hit it. His price is going to go down, but he's hit score after score after score. So, yeah,
he's an absolute freak, man. He's so good, you know what I mean?
And
his potential is limitless. He can get better too. Like, that's the scary thing. He's still got so much to do and learn. It was a pretty harsh week for super coaches. I noticed a fair few people didn't even crack the 1,000. So we are the lucky ones. I scored a 12.25, which...
That's pretty good.
Well, I didn't crack the 1,000 last week. So it sort of exactly swung me back to where I was the week before last. So I'm points-wise doing okay. I'm back up in 6,000s or 5,000. It's not too... I'll gain 6,000 spots this week. I don't know how the other boys, I think Jazzy nearly got 1,100 and I think Con might have got 1,100. I'm not 100% on what they scored, but we'll find out next week when Jazzy's back and Con's back.
Yeah.
You got a round recap there. We'll touch on that and then we'll get into some super coach.
Sure do. So again, big shout out to Adrian for this round recap. So, Anzac round was solid, finished with two good games. The Roosters v Dragons encounter was a cracker, decided by a cool as can be drop goal by Keary after the Red V tied it up 26-all after being 14 down. Teddy scored his first try this year, which, I mean, in round eight was pretty late for for Teddy. And Manu was a handful on 5'8". Slonik actually did really well, excelled at fullback with his pace and slick hands. And
I'll stop you there, just on Sloan and Teddy. Sloan doesn't play the bye round. Oh, yes, he does. Does play the bye round, and up until the bye round plays, I think, Dogs, Tigers and Cowboys. Would you look at him Supercoach-wise as like a downgrade for Chansey, who's probably going to be out for the next 3 weeks?
Well, look, I'm bringing him into my side. I'm trading more as a cash grab because he's got a break even of
minus 36, I think.
Yeah, something like that. So I bought in Tupou from the Tigers last week on the wing.
Yeah. As
a cash grab. I'm going to bank his cash and go to Sloan.
What's Tupou's BE this week?
6.
I'd fucking hang on a week. Have you got anyone? Like, you still got a Cam Pereira or a Warbrick?
I've got Warbrick, and I have Alamotti and Taruva. So I was considering maybe moving Taruva up to him. But yeah, I'm thinking maybe the Tigers have Penrith next round, so there's a good chance that Tupou will be scoring very low. So that's why I'm going from him to Sloan.
They got a few rested from reports coming out of Penrith. Cog is on the extended bench because Nate's leg. He didn't even kick goals last week, if you remember.
Yeah, notice that. Yeah.
And then there's Targo done a peck at training, and he's looking at a couple of, like, at least a month, you'd have to think, if not more, with a torn peck. So that opens that up, you know, for Tupou. I think he's on that side. Taruva's not a big man.
Yeah, so it is an option we can look at. Maybe I might go from Taruva to Tupou, or maybe Warbrick. Sorry, that's
supposed. Yeah, Warbrick's not playing anyway, so I'd be having a look at that. We'll talk about it a bit later with trades, and that we'll chime back into that.
Won't get sidetracked.
Well, I just try to highlight the Supercoach people there that you probably want to have a look at. And he's going back-to-back high scores. I know the score before that against the Titans was a 15 or something, but against the Dogs, we got heaps of injuries, and then the Tigers are very much done for the year. I don't know who they even beat this year. And then the Cowboys are the same. They're shit as well.
Yeah, I mean, the Cowboys just have not been clicking what they were last year. Definitely.
No, not at all.
Definitely a good chance of getting another win there. Anyway.
They have the side, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just not clicking this year. Just one of those things. Anyway, so moving on. The stats of the Storm winning the last 13 games against the Warriors. Well, make that 14 now. It was all Warriors at the start before the Melbourne Machine found its bearings for the win, steered by the Grand Munster Meanie Spine. Honestly, in my opinion of this game, if Warriors didn't get the injuries that they did, they honestly would have probably gone on to win that game. What do you think, Bergs?
Look, you can't take away from either of the sides. Like, granted, Melbourne put the foot down once they lost Jazz Tavunga and Tahu Harris. Tahu's a massive loss. Like, he's a gun. He's just a gun forward. Like, you can't replace that dude. Even two dudes don't do the work that he does, you know?
Yeah.
But that's insane. That kudos to Melbourne, because they then clicked up the gear to win the game. But yeah, the Warriors hung on in there. If they would have won that, it would have been one that was spoken about for a long time, I think. They were in it until the 75th minute. Like, they were in it the whole game.
Yeah. But
Melbourne just kept bringing in fresh people, which the Warriors couldn't do anymore. So, yeah.
Just got a bit too much.
I like where the Warriors are at this year, though. Like, they're
a different side away. They're a different side this year. They are clicking very well.
Yeah.
So, torrential rain in Darwin as the Broncos stretch its lead to 4 points clear on the table. Man starred, Payne and Carrigan were immense as 20 points were scored before the Eels fight back. With just a five-day turnaround, though, it all too much as the conditions proved too slippery for the Eels.
Ah, bro. The hip drop tackling that with Payne asses, that's sort of ruined me for footy for the year. Like, I can't believe he got done for that. And then I can't believe Brisbane didn't fight it either.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you there.
Because that just sets a precedent to the – there's no one accountable for making that shit decision. Like, he couldn't have done anything else. What do we want, 50-point games? Because that's what he has to let that guy through in case he swings around and hits him in the legs. Come on, man.
Well, crazy. That reminds me, I saw Dallin Watkins-Lesniak made a tackle on, I can't remember who it was in the Storm game, but there was a tackle there where he was one-on-one with a player, tackled him, and he got swung around in the tackle motion of the tackle. Because I think they stepped and, you know, grabbed him, got swung around the back of him.
Yeah.
And mid-tackle, Watkins-Lesniak jumps off and throws his hands up as if, you know, he's scared that he's going to get done by saying a hip drop. When it clearly, it's not a hip drop. It's just in the motion of tackling, he got swung around and, you know, it's just very unclear.
It shouldn't be there. Like, there is them ones where old mates, like, just drop their legs. The clear one, you know? Like,
yeah.
The whole weight. But
if the actual ankle breakers.
You try and tackle 120-kilo dude running flat out as fast as you can.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just swinging around. Like, the thing was, with Dallin, he was too light to get swung around onto the legs, whereas Payne ass is fucking 130 kilos, mate. You're not swinging him like you're swinging Dallin.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's the leg, and there was nothing he could do, man. And I think by Kevy not fighting that, they sent a bit of a precedent there that shit. But anyway, ran over. there's another one coming, don't worry.
Next round.
Next round.
The battle between the Rabbitohs and Panthers was fascinating as both sides traded blows. It looked as if the Premiers would prevail again, but two tries in the final 5 minutes at the finish gave the points to South, with Latrell Mitchell and Stephen Crichton the best by far on the field. Great game, that one, I have to admit.
Cracking game, man. You couldn't have paid money for it, like. To be at the game would have been something else, you know, like.
Yeah. And look, even if South, from a personal point of view, even if South don't score that final try, still a cracking game of football.
I think
went down to the wire.
I think it was fitting that South won that game. They did the more, if you catch my drift. Like, they did more. They outclassed Penrith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a bit of a funny story with that game, actually. Most of my friends from school are Penrith fans. And after Stephen Crichton scored that third try with, I think, 10 minutes left on the clock, my mate messaged me, "Oh, good game, going to bed now. We'll talk about this thrashing tomorrow." Went to bed. Full time rolls around, and I send him a message, "Yeah, mate, it was a really good game. Glory, glory." Next morning, so pissed off.
You know what? It devastates you when you go to bed and you're up and then you're gone. You know, you should never go to bed. In saying that, you go to bed with your shit.
That's true.
Yeah. But no, close to. There were some really good games of footy actually over the weekend. I didn't catch the cup. I'm cheering. I didn't catch the Bludger game of Tigers Manly, but yeah,
I didn't see much. I didn't see a lot of that one myself.
The rest are pretty good.
Yeah. So the Bulldogs have scored a lot of points, but have leaked more. And this tale did not have a different ending, as Will Kennedy's hat-trick on the back of Nico Hines orchestrating his well-drilled backline. Thus, this despite the tackling efforts of Reid Mooney and Preston, but they are only two of many. The Sharks, in contrast, are firing on all cylinders in both attack and defence, and that was pretty much how the story unfolded. How was the game for you as a Bulldogs fan, mate?
Expected. Heavily expected. I capped the Nico straight up just because I was confident in what he was going to do. We're still ages. I said at the start of the year, we're never going to be world beaters. Everyone had high expectations, but I thought anywhere above the wooden spoon was good, you know? Anywhere above maybe 12th would be better, but 12th's realistic.
Yeah, I had them sitting pre-season. I think I had them sitting about 11th. So,
and for me, the Sharks are a top four team.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're sort of half expected to get beaten by a top four team. I don't like when teams do numbers on us, but Nico wants that six jersey, man, and he's really doing more than Luai to get it. If you're Freddie and a selector and you put a challenge out the last couple of weeks, I think Nico's got Luai at the moment.
I don't think it's close either. I think Nico is there's a great distance between Nico and Luai. Yeah.
Oh, hands down,
you just cannot deny the fact that Nico Hines is just it's just a player he is, you know. You can't keep him out.
If he doesn't get the 14, I'll be disappointed. At the very least. He should get the 6, but if he doesn't get the 14, I'd be disappointed for Nico, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
You don't get a Dally M and then go out. Granted, he came in 6 rounds or 5 rounds late or 4 rounds later than everyone else, but if you really have a look at it, he came out firing from game one, whereas everyone else has sort of eased into it a bit.
Mm.
So, yeah, he's really impressive with me.
Yeah.
As a supporter, what do you do? How do you stop it, bro? You got Mulitalo on one wing, you got Katoa on the other wing, both just score tries when they want. You got Talakai and you got Ramian, just fucking weapons. Yeah. Matty Moylan still going. Like we talked about Matty Moylan 2 years ago being a 3 or 4 game a season player, and I don't think he's dropped a game for over a year now. So, yeah, it's just they're really going well. They've lost forwards, and their forwards that come in and do a job for them. Nakora is probably the form second rower in the comp.
I think he's one that everyone Supercoach wise wishes they jumped on.
Well, everyone jumped on Teague Wilton on the other side, who was round about the same price.
I did myself. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, you know what, him and Nico's combination is special. Like, he had it with SJ, but Nico does a bit more running than SJ, so it creates that bit more space everywhere when you're running the ball, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And this brings us to the winless Tigers. The effort is there, and there are no easy beats against the Eels and the Seagulls who have found that out. However, opposing teams know that if they hang in there, then the Tigers will eventually implode themselves and pretty much hand them the game. Gun Keebra Park alumni Bullock started at fullback just as another Keebra Park prodigy debuted many years before. The Black and Orange have a good one here. What do you think about that game, Bergs?
Look, I'm going to have a rant about Manly first. playing the Tigers, I don't think if Tommy come looking busted out of the tunnel. Now, I didn't personally see that, but a few people and a couple of good mates have said he come walking out of the tunnel looking a bit busted before a ball was even kicked. Why Manly persist on playing him? I know he's your marquee man, but against the Tigers side, that's give up. Like, he gave up. It hasn't give up, but you know what I mean? It's not a first grade side at the moment.
There's they half, give up. Yeah, half that team you could put in a reserve grade, honestly.
And, like, granted, we do have to have, like, a shit side. There has to be one every year. And if you look across the board, footy itself's got better. There's still shit sides, and it happens to be the Tigers, poor supporters. But mainly for me, that was their opportunity to rest Turbo that week, especially if he is.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Busted as he looks. He looks busted. He doesn't even look fit at all. So Manly, if Turbo hurts himself in the next coming weeks massively, they only got themselves to blame for not getting him right against these shitter sides. So I don't know what they were thinking. And then the Tigers... I said it last week. I don't know why they blooded this poor kid. I think he didn't even end up playing the full game at fullback. So they've hooked him from fullback mid-game, I think. I didn't watch it, like I said. I think Charlie Staines ended up back at fullback. So
I heard he didn't have the best game. Dropped a few balls and, yeah.
Well, I don't know what they do to make it right. Like, they can't. There's nothing they can do. Like, there's their team's not playing footy together as a unit. You know, so that's you have to strip it all back and go pretty much back to basics. Like, teach them fucking like they're under sixes if you have to. Make them feel retarded. Sorry, can't say that, but make them feel like they're you know. You know, like children, make them feel like children then. If they want to not be a team and you've got to strip it right back to basics, then maybe that's something the coach has to do, like put them all on show and make them feel a bit shit about themselves, about just copping a paycheck, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's a club issue. That's cool. We'll never know. We'll never know the ins and outs of what goes on in there.
No, there's obviously something that's going on behind the scenes that none of us know about, so...
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just say this is just me, and I know we've just been talking before. We'll get on Supercoach in just a second. But if I was mates with Jackson Hastings, if I'd built a relationship with Jackson Hastings last year and the year before, then I would be a little bit upset that John Bateman's just come in and ruled the roost and got rid of him and, you know, like...
Yeah, yeah.
So that itself might have caused, don't get me wrong, I'd love to play with a Bateman-like player because he just does them extra bits of work that you don't have to do then. But, yeah, like, in saying that, if everyone had that attitude, they'd be winning. I'll do the extras, and, yeah, they're not all doing it.
You look at the way they play and you see the – I think as I might have mentioned actually last week, you see – a couple of players from that team put in that 100%, and then the others you just see that almost as if they're just there for the ride.
Yeah, that's crazy, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, just quickly, we go with Supercoach heavy because we're on limited time at the moment. I'm focusing now. I've really thought about it. It's time to really start thinking about buys if you're going that way. The Finns, the Dragons, the Eels, the Cows, the Warriors, the Broncos, the Bunnies, the Raiders, the Knights and Manly all play that round 13 bye. Will not have Origin players, you'd have to think. Is there anyone spectacular that you're thinking of? I've got a few written down here, Louis. Stop me if anyone there is a standout for you. I've got Jeremy Marshall King at hooker.
I've got him on my squad already. He's solid.
And then I've got Reece Robson and Wade Egan. Probably there's probably your three hookers you're looking at if you want to get rid of a Grant or upgrade someone to match it with what Grant can do. And then I've got Stone and Hands if you're looking for that cheaper option. Stone's not going to make you much money now. You should have jumped on a couple of weeks ago, but he's only a sniff away from a starting position and he's got an okay PPM of like 0.9, I think. So his potential's there, but he's going to be just a 40 bloke. So I'm not sure you want to get him. And Hands for me, you could get on Hands because I think Hodjo's days are numbered, you know?
It's kind of sad watching him play compared to what he used to be, you know? There's just the service just isn't there anymore.
Yeah. And then in the front row, I've got Aiden Fanua-Blake. I think after last week, he lost a lot of money. He's now 600K. But if you're looking for that front row, solid front row bloke, over that period, I think he'll definitely do a job for you.
I know just on that, I've actually, one of my trades is going from Christian Welsh to AFB in my front.
Good trade. And then Gilbert was the other one. I've only got him there because he's dual flexibility. Like during that 13 round and while the buys are on, you can easily flick him about. So I know he's a bit expensive at the moment. And there are other duels out there, but he'll at least get your numbers as well. Like decent numbers, not outstanding numbers. Nichols off the... Oh, what were you going to say about Gilbert?
I was saying he hasn't been chugging on too badly. I mean, the past two games against South and Titans, he scored a 53. For 625,000, I think there's definitely better options out there. In both second row or front row. But I mean, if you want dual flexibility, not a bad option.
Yeah, and then I got Nichols. He comes off the bench and does 55, 60s every week. Like, if you just want that guy who's definitely going to get you 55, 60 over that period, I think he's not a bad shout. Won't lose you any money. I've been watching Manly's Paseka. Every week he seems to grow a little bit in stature. He's getting better. His offloads are coming and I know he's only chugging along at about 55, but he's getting better. And as the season's going on, I can just see him getting that little bit better. He's still reasonably priced and definitely do a job over there through that period. And then Hopgood's the other one. I'm back on Hopgood now that RCG's hurt. I'm honestly thinking about bringing him back this week.
So you bring him getting back to the minutes he was playing earlier in the season?
I think at least until RCG comes back, he'll play at least 65, you'd have to think.
So you're looking at 8 to 10 weeks there?
Yeah, and that's a good chunk. Carries you through the bye period.
Got a break even at 53 as well right now. So
it's time to jump on.
Yeah.
And then in the second row, I've got Aikens, but you get him in the centres as well. It's probably where you'd get him. But Aikens has gone back-to-back 90s, which he's starting to run straight and not crab sideways. I watched him last week and this week, and he started hitting the holes a bit better.
And he's linking up with the hammer coming through as well, sweeping around the back.
Yeah, so he's he is awkwardly priced, but we all know he does a job, man. And over that period, he's one of the better ones. I think you could sort of pot on with him. Not everyone's going to jump on, you know.
Yeah.
And then I've got Tyson Frizzell. He's just a demon. Like, he's a tackle bot. He's starting to find his groove with Jackson Hastings too. So he's another one that's been, I think, chugging at over 60, I think.
I'm just looking at his stats now. He's averaging 58, but first game he did get a 16 after playing 14 minutes. And second game he did get a 43 after only playing 50 minutes. But since then he's been playing every game, and the lowest score he's got is 52 against Manly. Base stats are all around the 50 mark. Plus, you're looking at his tries and his offloads. He's scored 3 tries so far this season.
Yeah, he's chugging along. He's a quiet achiever, old Tice. I like what he's doing. And then I got Maddo. I personally don't think he makes Origin. Like we talked about a bit earlier, he just didn't do enough while he was given the opportunity last year for me.
Yeah, well, you're saying Ola Kawatu will get the job, you reckon?
Oh, for me, I'd like to see Ola Kawatu get the job.
Yeah.
I just think he'd be a bit more explosive and scary coming off the bench than a Maddo. No offense to a Maddo, but I'd be fucking scared of an Ola Kawatu more than a Madison running at me.
That's true. That's true.
And then also over that period, I got Jack DeBellin, who's doing all right things, and I think he's dual. And Sean Lane, I think by the time Origin comes around, he'll be fit and firing with deal bags. And he'll be a decent go again. And then in the halves, I got SJ. Now, SJ is also down on my sales list because he's plateaued out. He's 714K. He's 104 BE. If you really look into his draw, it's okay, but you could probably jump off if you wanted to this week, make some money. And it'd be up to you if you went back on. Me, personally, I'm taking the hit in the halves. I'm not selling either of them unless they get hurt at Origin.
But,
yeah, there's a world where people do sell him, and this would be the week to sell him with 104 BE.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I've got Mitch Moses. He's another one, only because they're matchup of the Cows in that round. Not sure I'd jump on Mitch now, but I'd definitely jump on there. How about we don't worry about the rest of this stuff. Grab the questions from Facebook if you can. Quickly just go through injuries. Injuries that happened on the weekend, RCG 8 to 10 weeks. Targo done a peck. I'm not sure on the time frame. Charlie Staines tore his bowel, so he's 8 to 12 weeks. Schuster re-aggravated that calf. So sorry to anyone that jumped on Schuster. Brad Parker also done an injury, 3 to 4 weeks that game. Then out of the Melbourne game, we got Tohu Harris, Jazz Tavanga, and Charles Nickel-Klokstad. As far as I know, all won't be back until round 11 minimum. Jazz Tavanga's looking like a long extended period.
Yeah, he didn't look good coming off, hobbling off the field.
Yeah, and then Corey Oates got 4-week injury. So Jesse Arthurs, who I don't think is too badly priced, might even be there until after the Origin buys round. So he might be a bit of a get-on if he's cheap enough.
Mm.
Got them questions?
Yeah. So that's all the injuries?
There's probably more, but they're the major ones.
Yep, no worries. So Daniel Michael, thoughts on Suli for a play? Dragons seem to be going down the right a lot now.
I'm a big fan. I've been a fan of Suli for a couple of years. He's never really consistent enough. If you got him, I wouldn't play him every week. I'd be playing him on the matchups. He'd be my fifth, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He's a decent pod because he breaks tackles. He does what he wants.
Well, I'm telling you now, he's only owned by 451 teams.
Oh, super pod.
0%.
What's his average, Bat Louis? What's he averaging?
Average score, 51, but that he did get 106 last game against the Roosters. Before that, he scored 50, 37, 56, 27, 20, and then 61 against Titans. So not the best.
He's starting to get better, though. His numbers are getting better and better as the weeks go on. Yeah. I think Moga was a good help to him as well. Moga's a gun. I like Moga.
Yeah, he's got a negative seven break even this week at 496,000.
It'd be the week to jump on. He's a couple of weeks away. He plays the bye round as well. Suli definitely won't play Origin, so he could be a great shout.
Definitely one to watch. Yeah, Kevin Nimmett. What's your thoughts on Manu? I hopped on him last week. I captained him. Got a 90. Not too bad. Not too bad. But that week, a lot of people who people captained didn't really hit them as high as, you know, whatever.
As Joey. Well, Joey, like you said, Joey fell short just a couple of times too. Like there was nearly a couple of more tries in him. So, yeah, no, I like Joey. I think you pull the trigger and get Joey, especially while he's named at 5'8". I think you're mad if you overlook that.
Yeah.
And he'll definitely play fullback while Teddy's out doing Origin too. So it's a win-win for you with Joey Manu.
And, I mean, in the previous seasons, each time he's played fullback, he's averaging, over 200 metres. Like, he's just...
He averages over 100. He averages over 100 at 5'8".
Yeah.
What made me buy him last week. Like, just the numbers he puts out is phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah. What to do? Brian Kelly, what to do with Turbo? Yeah.
I think depending on how your season's going and how your team looks this week, he's a hold. Like, who are you going to go to? Walsh had a bit of a shit game. Teddy, scored a try, still only got 75. Like, where are you going to go? Guffo, I can see in a perfect world where you go to a Gufferson. He's going okay.
He's struggling on not too bad. Yeah.
If you can get to Luttrell, I'd suggest you do that.
If you got the cash. Yeah.
Even Drinky, he's starting to look a bit better. He's a risk, but he's got a very low floor.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, look, he's a hold for me, to be honest. As you said, there's no other viable options to where you go, yeah, I'm going to jump on this guy, you know.
Yeah, like, don't get me wrong, he might leak some cash, but where are you going to go with it? Like, in all honesty, where are you going to go? If you've got a pod, maybe if you're going across to, like, a Lockie Miller or something like that, Sloan for a cash grab, maybe. But still, that cash grab's risky. You could get a 20 this week and a 20 next week.
Yeah. Next question. Thoughts, Turbo Walsh for Gutho and Teddy gives him 300K in the bank for afterthoughts later. This is Maddie Drew, by the way.
Maddie. Ooh, I do like Maddie's. He's a good player. I rate it, I do. But you know what? Watching Reece Walsh, he can turn up easily, man. Scares. I hate not owning him, to be brutally honest. I see the mad cash grab, but like, I really do see the mad cash grab.
I think if you're going, I wouldn't trade out Walsh. If you're going to trade out any of those, I'd trade out Turbo. Purely because with Turbo's injury, you don't know what's going on, you know.
Where would you go, Gutho or Teddy?
Gutho's probably more reliable at this stage.
Plays the bye round too, that's...
Yeah, not going to play enough. Origin. Yeah. And Gary Barnes, are the rumours true? Cleary will be rested.
Oh, I don't know. Look, to be honest, footy, that's one for you, mate. Hit us up on the socials. But for me, Jack Cogger did get pulled from the New South Wales Cup side, which just says they're monitoring Cleary's hammy. If I think they're in a position where he has to play if he's fit enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if he's fit enough, he'll play. He probably just won't kick again, where Crichton didn't kick. So, yeah. Your thoughts, Lee?
Sorry, I completely forgot the question now. it's been one of those days. Yeah, look, given the fact that he didn't kick last week, and they are playing Tigers, wouldn't surprise me if they rested him, to be honest. They can afford to rest him.
Yeah. It'd be a good week to rest him.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's the show just about. Anything else to say, Bergs?
No, just thanks for your time, Louie, and stay coachy, coaches. If you want to win the ring, you have to hit Con up on the WhatsApp. He's got the competition details in there.
Sweet. No worries. Have a good night, guys. Peace out.
Peace.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.